Our preferred representational system has an impact on our behavior and on our physiology. And this is outlined on page 3 of section 3 in your manuals. Obviously, these are generalizations, and you'll always find exceptions to the rule, but they're pretty useful generalizations. Firstly, if somebody has a preferred representational system of visual, they'll tend to stand or sit very upright, with a very upright and erect spine. When they're thinking, they tend to move their eyes up and around the top, across the top of their eyes from left to right. Their voice they create in their throat, so their voice will be higher pitched, it'll be loud, it'll be fast, and it'll be clear. They breathe from the very top of their lungs, with quite short breaths. They'll tend to be quite neat, tidy, and well-groomed, because what they look like is important to them. Also, people with a preference for visual are not good at memorizing verbal instructions because their mind tends to wander. So the best way of giving somebody instructions who has a preference for visual is as a diagram, or actually show them what it is that you want them to do. Some with a preference for the auditory representational system will tend to move their eyes from side to side, tracking across the middle from left to right. They tend to breathe from the middle of their chest. They'll also tend to talk to themselves quite a bit, and quite often out loud. They're easily distracted by noise. So if you notice somebody always looking around to notice where the noises are coming from, the chances are they have a preference for auditory. Also, they can repeat back words to you exactly. They can tell you exactly what you said weeks ago. They can also tell you exactly what they said word for word weeks ago. They like talking on the phone, and they like listening to music. Quite often they'll have their head tilted to one side as if lending you their ear or as if talking and listening on the telephone. They memorize things by steps, procedures, and sequences. If you wanted to give instructions to somebody who has a preference for auditory, the best thing to do is to give them the order and sequence and steps and have them written down for them. Somebody with a preference for auditory is also very sensitive to tones of voice. So you could quite often say something to them which you intended to be a compliment, but because of your voice tonality, the person might not take it that way. Also, the sound of their voice is very important to them, so their voice will quite often be quite melodic and rhythmical. Some with a preference for the kinesthetic representational system will tend to breathe right from the bottom of their lungs. So if you see somebody who's breathing and their stomach goes in and out, the chances are they have a preference for kinesthetic. They create their voice right down in the diaphragm too, so they'll tend to have a lower pitched voice, they'll speak more slowly, and their voice will be quite quiet. They'll tend to move slowly and deliberately, and they respond well to touch and physical rewards. Sometimes when you shake somebody's hand, there's those people where their left hand actually comes around and touches your arm too. Chances are they have a preference for kinesthetic. Also, some people will tend to touch you on the arm when they speak to you. Again, preference for kinesthetic. Some with a preference for the kinesthetic representational system will tend to stand closer to someone than a visual person. The visual person will want to stand further back so they can take the whole person in visually. Whereas someone with a preference for kinesthetic will want to get up close so they can get in touch with you, really get a feel for you. They memorize things by doing them and walking through the steps. If you want to teach someone with a preference for kinesthetic how to do something, you actually need to do it with them. Take them through the steps and actually have them do it there and then. In a training program, the exercises are for the people who have a preference for kinesthetic. They haven't fully got something until they've done it once. And then finally, there's the preferred representational system of auditory digital. Some with a preference for auditory digital will tend to talk to themselves. They also talk to themselves a lot inside their head. Quite often you'll see a good amount of tension in the jaw and in the neck and the shoulders. And someone with a preference for AD will quite often complain about tension in the neck and neck ache. They learn things by making sense of them. Because things that are sensible, analytical, logical, and rational are most important to them. Also, the person with a preference for auditory digital will tend to have one of the other representational systems very, very close behind it. So as well as those characteristics that I've just given you, they can take on any of the other characteristics of the other systems depending on what their next most preferred is to AD.